Thanks for tuning in to the Read Together podcast this week. We enjoy offering a new perspective to our readers, and we're working to make sure you hear from many different perspectives. Our prayer is that hearing a word on the word that's not your usual word is enriching your Bible reading. Let us hear from you. Stop. Reflect. How often we hear this from spiritual leaders, and we know it's important. Annie Skinner invites us to take time during this sometimes frantic season to stop, to reflect, and to remember what we know to be true.
Congratulations, you are nearing the end of your journey with the 2019 read-along through the Bible. Perhaps this is just the beginning of another journey for next year. Liturgically this week, we celebrate the Canticle of Mary, where she joyfully accepts God's presence and plan for her life. Next week, in our reading, we begin Revelation, which you might say is the perfect complement to the craziness of our normal Advent, Christmas, holiday season. So I invite you to take a breath and remember who God says that you are. My purpose is to give you a moment of prayer and reflection on Scripture as an opportunity to reset during your Christmas preparations. Perhaps a moment of grace and blessing. We can't have too many of those. A week ago, I was driving home on a Saturday morning. The sun was streaming into the window and leaves were turning. And I thought, if this were a movie, this would have soft music, sunlight dappling the car, a warm haze filtering through the window. I felt that all was right with the world, peaceful. We all need moments like this and to pay attention to them when we receive them. 1 John begins, "We announce to you what was existed from the beginning, what we have heard, what we have seen with our eyes, what we have seen and our hands handled about the word of life. The life was revealed, and we have seen, and we testify and announce to you the eternal life that was with the Father and was revealed to us. What we have seen and heard, we also announce it to you so that you can have fellowship with us. Our fellowship is with the Father and with His Son, Jesus Christ. We are writing these things so that our joy can be complete. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth, and it was good. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, full of grace and truth." Rather than allowing our eyes and hands to be filled with what is happening at the moment, and if you are like me, this happens too often as I prepare for Christmas and the holidays, the writer literally exhorts us to change our focus to what we knew in the beginning, what we know to be true, that we are loved by God, and that we need to testify to that love. This, in turn, leads us to be in relationship with one another in community. Take a moment and reflect on what you have known about God's love since the beginning. Who are the people who shared this with you over the course of your lifetime? What were the ways that you experienced this love? By touch, words of affirmation, laughter, guidance, or presence? Give thanks for that person or person and allow yourself to revisit these memories all day. How are you sharing or testifying what you have seen and heard from the beginning so that someone else's joy can be complete? Celebrate and be thankful for the joy that you have shared. Hear the following passage from 1 John 4, verses 7 through 16. Dear friends, let's love each other, because love is from God, and everyone who loves is born from God and knows God. This is how the love of God is revealed to us. God has sent His only Son into the world so that we can live through Him. This is love. It is not that we loved God, but that He loved us, and He sent His Son as a sacrifice that deals with our sins. Dear friends, if God loved us this way, we also ought to love each other. No one has ever seen God. If we love each other, God remains in us, and His love is made perfect in us. That is how we know we remain in Him, and He remains in us, because He has given us a measure of His Spirit. We have seen and testified that the Father has sent the Son to be the Savior of the world. If any of us confesses that Jesus is God's Son, God remains in us, and we remain in God. We have known and believe the love that God has for us. Is there a word or a phrase that speaks to you today from this reading? Dear friends, all we have to do is participate in sharing God's love with everyone. That will cover the rest of the list and more. Will you pray with me? Holy and loving God, in creation you breathed life into us and declared that it was very good. You invited us from the very moment of our birth to celebrate in your creation and to share in that very same process of breathing life into everything that we touch, recognizing that you are in our every breath. This is what we have known since we were born, that we are loved. Somewhere along the way, we may have forgotten this message. In your mercy, say these words over us again. As we prepare for Christmas, keep us mindful that you are the vine and we are the branches. Save us from believing that we alone create and or participate in the services, in the holiday preparations, and the gathering of friends and family. You join us at every turn, opening us to express our love for all, enabling us to hear one another and to be present. Free us to share your love with one another and enable us to trust that your presence will stir receptive hearts. Give us moments of peace and presence and help us to share that strength with those around us. When our hearts separate from you because of our preoccupation, gather us back. Make us more gracefully aware of seeing the other or the outcast in our midst, whether they be family or stranger, and find ways to show them your love. Since the beginning, you have invited us to love unconditionally. Help us to share our love with friends and family and not to separate ourselves from you by not loving those whom we find difficult and contentious. Give us an awareness of the small kindnesses each and every day, moments of peace, kind words spoken, gentle love, and amazing trust given. You sent your Son to show us how to love in a way that you love us, to remind us that we are created in love, by love, and for love. Now, like the angels, we, too, can sing Alleluia to our King, knowing that Christ the Savior is born. Amen.